This summer, the world's favorite bad boys are back with their iconic mix of edge-of-your-seat action and outrageous comedy, but this time with a twist. Miami's finest are now on the run. Bad Boys Ride or Die was released in the theaters on June 7th. I watched it in the theater. It was on opening weekend. The theater was packed with people. The film had an estimated budget of $100 million, and so far, worldwide, it has grossed $214 million, and this recording is on June 17th. The film stars Will Smith as Mike Lowry, Martin Lawrence as Marcus Burnett, Vanessa Hudgens as Kelly, Alexander Ludwig as Dorn, John Sally as Fletcher. In the film, their boss, who died in the last movie, was being framed for having laundered cartel money, and now that was starting to fall on Will Smith and Martin Lawrence's characters. They were being targeted by the cartel, they were wanted by the police, they were wanted by local gang leaders. Everybody in this film at some point was after these two people. In the meantime, they also had the story where Will Smith's son was in jail, and he was played by Jacob Scipio. His name is Armando in the movie, and he was a real bad guy in the last one, and this is sort of a redemption for his character, because in this film he kind of redeems himself. Although he's still a bad guy, he's still connected with the drug people, but by the end of the film he sort of redeemed himself. What I like about the Bad Boys series is it's got two really funny comedians, Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. It doesn't take itself too seriously. They play police officers, they get themselves in funny situations. In this one, Martin Lawrence had a heart attack, so that was part of the problem. They were sort of explaining how he might have been a little bit slower than Will Smith, and I think there might be some issues going on with Martin Lawrence health-wise in real life. I'm not sure if that's why it was written into the film. Will Smith was having to do more of the action scenes, whereas Martin Lawrence sort of hung back a little, and that was in the trailer. One of the trailers, there's a bunch of people coming after him, and Martin Lawrence tells Will Smith, "I got the three in the front, you take the six in the back," or something like that. It was funny. There was a bunch of humor in the film. You're sort of wondering what was going to happen, since this has been a couple years since the infamous slap at the Oscars with Will Smith and all that controversy. But I believe there was an homage in the film at some point. Will Smith was having panic attacks and he was going into this weird state in a trance sort of, and Martin Lawrence slapped him out of it like four times in one scene. He's like, "Wake up, like snap out of it." So I think that was kind of a little bit of a payback. It would have been even better if they had Chris Rock in the film somehow doing the slap. That would have been epic. Yeah, for obvious reasons, that never happened. There was at least 2 points in the movie where the crowd literally was clapping, just cheering. You're like, yeah. And the first one was, I forget whose kid it was. I think it was Martin Lawrence's kid. They were back home. There was like 15 guys coming in to come kill the family or to capture them. And they called him, they got him on the cameras, and they called him and said, "Hey, you got incoming. He was a military person. He grabs his gun and he basically takes everyone out, and the crowd cheered. They loved it. And then at the end of the film, when the credits rolled, his son was also in it. There was a scene at the end, I don't think it was specifically because of him, but when the credits rolled, the crowd cheered once again and was clapping. And so I think this is a crowd pleaser. It was fun to watch. I really enjoyed it. I might watch it again when it's released to streaming. I enjoyed it enough to give Bad Boys Ride or Die 3 stars. I think it's worth checking out. It was funny and I had a good time watching it.